Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, star reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice. Excitement runs high on the Clara M., last of the old clipper ships, for affairs have reached a crisis. In our last episode, we heard how Teak Barnaby and Limey, having gained possession of the valuable treasure map, deserted the Clara M. in a lifeboat after breaking holes in the other lifeboats with an axe. To ensure their escape, they had also set a time fuse connected with several cases of dynamite. As our last episode ended, Barnaby and Limey had succeeded in escaping when suddenly explosion after explosion shook the ancient vessel and flames shot up from the hold. Superman, unaware of the danger threatening his friends, was miles away across the sea, saving the crews of two tankers that had collided in the fog. Our scene is now the Clara M. Listen.
Now I understand why Barnaby and Limey stove in those lifeboats. If those explosions are what I think they are, we'll be sinking any minute, and we won't be able to do a thing to save ourselves. A bad one, lad. Rocked the whole ship.
Look aft. Flames shooting up from the hold.
Yeah, she's caught fire. And no small fire it is either. You there.
Aye, sir.
Get the men working with the fire extinguishers.
Fire extinguishers. They'll do no good at the likes of that fire, sir.
Yeah, be that as it may, you'll do as you're told. Up to it now.
How come those explosions, anyways? You carrying dynamite in this tub?
We were carrying it all right, though I never knew it till this minute. Not any man aboard, for that matter.
What's going to happen, Scotty? I heard once that the most dreaded thing on shipboard is a fire. Is that so?
No, lad. You're not to go worrying yourself about something you can do nothing about.
Don't worry. Huh. Look at those flames shooting up from the hole. They're getting worse, pal, and I ain't kidding. If the lifeboats can't be used, what are we going to do when this tub starts sinking? Figure that one out for us, will you?
Mr. McTavish.
Hey, what is it?
That fire's all out of control.
Yeah.
Not only that, but them explosions have blown a hole in us below the waterline. Big enough to stick your head through.
Yeah, all right. Keep up to the fire with the extinguisher. Hold it and check as long as you can. Come on, lad.
Where to?
I'm going to the radio room, and I'm not leaving either of you out of my sight.
We can take care of ourselves.
You'll come with me, or I'll know the reason why. Now get along there.
Good night. Look at those flames. How long do you think the boat can last, Scotty?
Yeah, we'll last until we sink. And if you think that's a silly answer, you can give me a better one. Here, now. Tell the companion way.
The radio room's right along here, ain't it?
Yeah, here it is, right in here.
Oh.
Ah, not waiting for orders, eh, mister?
No, sir. I knew we were finished the minute I heard those explosions. I'm sending a call of distress.
Oh, well, good, good.
Gosh, I wonder where Mr. Kent is. I don't know what happened to him after he went off with Superman. Do you think he's on board?
Well, I don't see how he can be on board, lad. He'd have shown up before this.
Golly.
Well, have you had any response, mister?
No, sir. None as yet.
Hey, we'll keep trying.
Aye, sir, you can count on me to keep trying till we go down.
No, I'll have none of that. You'll get a chance to save your skin.
Tell me how, with the lifeboats all stove in. If I could get my hands on Barnaby and Limey...
Your hands on that radio key. Come on now, lad.
Where are you gallivanting to now?
Up on deck to see how things are going. Come on.
Bridging the broad Atlantic, searching desperately for some hope of rescue, the wireless sends its call of distress. Meanwhile, miles away, Superman, having completed his mission of mercy, speeds toward the Clara M. through the dawn.
Well, I'm glad that job is done. By using the anchor cables of those tankers, I managed to haul both of them to the mainland. The captains and the crew will never know what happened. They'll never find out what pulled them through the water with the speed of a powerboat. Well, I'll soon be back at the Clara M. Wait a minute. What's that on the horizon? Smoke. Must be a steamer of some kind. Probably passing very close to the Clara M. The minute I get on board, I'll have to reappear as Clark Kent. Which reminds me, I'd better start thinking up a pretty good explanation right now. Well, I can say... Hello. What's that bobbing on the water off to my right? Looks like a small boat. Honey, I'd better investigate that. There it is, below me. Yes, it's a boat, all right. There are two men in it. Something wrong with them, too, sprawled out like that. They must need help. Down! Down! What? Limey. And Barnaby. What in the world? Oh, Barnaby's finished. Bullet hole through the chest. And Limey.
Put a knife on
him. Still a little life left in him. Not much, I'm afraid. Knife wounds. They must have had a fight, these
two. Pulled a knife on me. Pulled a knife, he did.
What's that?
Pulled a knife on me. We fought. Fought hard. I got him finally. I never expected I'd have a gun, the swine. Tried to get all the swag for himself, eh? I showed him.
Limey. He's finished, too. Took his last breath. Think I begin to see. Limey must have freed Barnaby, and together they made off in this boat. Then they had a fight over the map. The map. That must be here, too. Let's see. Yeah, here it is, all right. Well, I'll just take that along with me. Now then, what to do about these two? Well, I suppose there's only one thing to be done. And the quicker I get it over with, the better.
Hey, lad, I know that.
If only we knew where Mr. Kent is. From the time he walked out on deck with Superman.
Hey, listen, Scotty. What'd you bring us up here on a bridge for?
I thought it would be the best place, huh?
Best place for what? What are you talking about?
Lads, I've got something to say. There'll be no chance now that we can be saved.
Hey, what do you mean?
Now, let me finish, lad. The hole blown in our side and the Clarion's burning fast. She's listing bad already. And in another 5 or 10 minutes, it'll all be over.
Gosh.
The crew will realize that in a minute, and then, well, there'll be some of them take it hysterical-like, and some of them take it calm. But take it they must. Now, which is it going to be, lads? How will you take it?
Why, calm, I guess. Yeah, sure. Me? I'm tough.
Good, lads. That's why I brought you both up here on the bridge. Somehow, going down, it'll be easier up here.
Excuse me, sir.
It's the radio man.
Hey, what is it?
I've had a reply to our message of distress, sir. A United States destroyer, sir, 80 miles away.
80 miles?
All I could get was heading toward you at 20 knots. Will you please? And then our batteries went dead, sir.
Hey, well, it doesn't matter. It couldn't possibly reach us in time.
We're thinking fast. And still no sign of Mr. Kent. Look, a lot of the men are jumping into the water. The rest of them just standing there on deck, waiting. Scotty.
Easy, lad. No, easy. We'll all be over in a few minutes. Just look off there toward the horizon. Make believe through the dawn you can see that destroyer steaming for us.
If it only was. Boy, if we could just see that destroyer coming for us. Listen, what was that? Scotty, the Clarion lurched forward, and I could feel it give way under my feet.
It's the end, sir. She's getting ready to go under.
Aye, we'll. Let's all get ready to go under with her. Bravely, lads, bravely. We'll go down like sailormen, lads. Eh? Spread your legs and stand square up on the deck.
Aye, sir. Aye, aye.
Chins up, lad. Eyes straight ahead.
Chins up. Eyes straight ahead.
Her bows are underwater, sir.
Aye, she'll dive bow first. Any minute now. Any minute. Wait. Look there. What is it?
Scotty. Jim, look. But it can't be.
It is, Pug. It is. It's Superman. And he's heading straight for the bridge. Here he comes. Superman.
Jimmy. You people are in a bad way here.
The Clarion's getting ready to go under, sir.
Oh, I see. Here, both you boys, throw your arms around my neck and hold on tightly. You men, I'll take one of you under each arm.
But Superman, what about Mr. Kent? We don't even know where he is.
Oh, he's all right, Jimmy. I've taken care of him. Oh,
thank goodness. But what about the crew?
They're all in the water. I'll have to help them as best I can. Quick now, hang on. The ship's going under.
There she goes. She's going under now.
Hold on. Up. Up. And away.
What do you know? We're flying. This guy's like an airplane.
Oh, I've done this before. Gosh, those poor guys down there in the water.
I can't save them all. I can't risk your lives trying to save them.
Then drop us. Hold on to the lads and drop me in the radio, man.
Wait, look. Isn't that... Why, sure, it's a plane.
Sure, it must be from that destroyer I contacted.
That's what it is, all right.
Say, look, smoke on the horizon. That must be the destroyer.
Yes.
Look, the plane's going to land.
There he goes. Nice landing. Well, she'll pick up the survivors. Most of them can hang onto the pontoons until the destroyer gets here. Well, looks as if I'm not needed here any longer.
Hey, you're not going to drop us, are you?
Oh, don't you worry about that. I'm flying with you all to that destroyer. Then I'll come back here and help in the rescue. Hold tight. Here we go.
And so, this time, with the help of the United States Navy, Superman saves the lives of his friends and brings another adventure to a happy conclusion. But what of the treasure map? Will it lead our friends into new and more exciting adventures? Be sure to hear the next thrilling episode of our story with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.